Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Life Coach Radio Network's edition of Walk Your Talk with Leanne. I am Leanne Parsons, the Walk Your Talk coach at Legacy Now Lived, and I am super excited that you have chosen to share an hour with us here this afternoon on the Life Coach Radio Network. I am one of over 20 coaches here on Life Coach Radio Network that come to you each and every day to challenge, inspire, and encourage you to really step into the life you were created to live. I live here in Los Alamos, New Mexico, and I'm coming to you live from my studio, and I'm really honored to be here with you today. For those of you who have been journeying with me for the past year on Walk Your Talk with Leanne, you know that I am just such a nut and guru for looking around the world, around the internet, around my local community, to see who out there is inspiring and encouraging others and really making a difference in the world that they live in. And those are the kind of folks that I love to have on my show. And I pay attention to how they're really walking their talk and impacting their generation. And I have one such gal here with me today. I am keeping it local today, and I really am delighted to introduce you to a friend of mine. My friend's name is Ruby Salvage. She is 13 years old and attends Los Alamos Middle School. She enjoys acting, running, and roller derby, and Ruby has found many different ways to help others. She has donated her hair twice, helped build 3 homes in Juarez, Mexico. In fact, that's where I first met Ruby and got to know this just genuine jewel of a gal was in Juarez when we attended a group build down in Juarez, Mexico. We built a home for a beautiful woman named Rosa and her 2 daughters, Evelyn and Carmen. And we were able to serve them in such a beautiful way down in Juarez. And I was able to stand shoulder to shoulder with Ruby to do that. And Ruby, I could go on and read more of your bio, but I think as we share our time together, there's going to be a lot that comes out about you. And I just want my listeners to get to know you right now. And so, Ruby Salvage, welcome to Walk Your Talk with Leanne.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And listeners, I want to offer up a phone number to you. If you'd like to call in and chat with either Ruby or myself, the number is 646-716-9397. And Ruby, again, thank you so much for joining me today. You know, we're going to be talking about a topic today that's near and dear to a lot of people's hearts. And we're going to talk a little bit about bullying today and how you have, along with another friend of yours, really embrace this concept and try to change the climate here in our local community, as well as putting YouTube videos out to impact the world, whoever tunes in to find out more about you. And, you know, that was one area of your life that really intrigued me, and I'm very encouraged. I think back to the Bible verse where it says, don't let anyone look down on you because you are young. And Ruby, I see that you have been a young lady who has never let that happen, that you have been able to speak out since you were able to utter your first words for things that you care deeply about. How true is that?
Can you please repeat the question?
Sure. I just shared that you have, since you were able to talk, been able to speak your heart, and you have a lot of passion that you want to make an impact in this world with, and you're not afraid to use your voice and your talents in order to do that.
I just want people to be nice, and so I feel like I want to do whatever I can to help people accomplish that.
I love that, Ruby. That is so cool. That's why you're here with me, because you know, those of us as parents and adults, we can think that we know the right things to say all the time, and we can think that we know exactly what's going on in our kiddos' heads and in their hearts, but oftentimes we miss the mark on a few things. And so that's what we want to talk a little bit about today, Ruby, is your passion for your whole focus on eliminating bullying and really embracing kindness and start sharing what true healthy friendships are all about. You know, we're getting ready to wrap up summer, aren't we, Ruby, and get ready to start school again here in Los Alamos. When do we start school here?
We start school on the 14th.
Wow, so just a few days away. Crazy, isn't it,
yeah,
to think about? Yeah. And so, Ruby, you know, I had been advertising that we're going to talk about this whole bullying aspect. And, you know, what a great time to bring up this topic as people are getting ready to go back to school and parents are preparing their kids and the young people are preparing themselves to step into a school year and be really successful. And I think that being aware of bullying and how to prevent it and how to discourage it is really important. And if you could share with our listeners, what is the definition of bullying as you see it?
Well, for me, the definition of bullying is an act of aggressive behavior in order to intentionally hurt another person physically or mentally.
Right. Beautiful. And that happens all around us. And unfortunately, that doesn't just happen with young people, does it? You know, it can happen in my generation as well. And Ruby, there are six different, as I was doing some studying on bullying, there are six different types of bullying that I found. And so I'm just going to go ahead and read those off just so our listeners are aware of the huge scope that bullying can enter our world. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, great. So there's physical bullying, right? That's when kids can use physical actions to gain power and control over another person. They can be bigger, stronger, more aggressive. They can kick them, hit them, punch them, slap them, shove them. Something like that can come up under physical bullying. Then there's verbal bullying. Verbal bullying use their words, name-calling, to gain power or control over them. It's very, very hurtful. And oftentimes, the verbal bullying can be targeted at kids with special needs or who are appear to be a little bit weaker than others. Verbal bullying is really difficult to identify because most of the time that's unseen by adults or other people. It could be whispers, nasty notes, that kind of thing. And then there's relational aggression. And that one goes pretty unnoticed because it's like emotional bullying. And so they really could leave people out, spread rumors, manipulate different situations, and starting to break confidence with other people. So that's relational bullying. And then there is cyberbullying. Ruby, what do you know about cyberbullying?
Well, I've actually heard a lot about cyberbullying, and I know that it's actually kind of one of the worst forms because when other people get bullied, I'm still in front of everyone, but when it's cyberbullying, everyone can see it, and it can be embarrassing, and a lot of people won't stand up for you when it's cyberbullying, but it's a lot of painful for a lot of people, so...
Absolutely, and cyberbullying, you know, is when people use the internet or a cell phone or another piece of technology to harass, threaten, or embarrass somebody, right? It could be putting up photos. It could be, you know, really hurtful images or threatening, hurtful emails, even stuff coming over text messaging can be just incredibly dangerous. And then another one is sexual bullying. Right? It's humiliating actions that target a person's sexuality, which is a huge deal. Name-calling, crude comments, yucky gestures, that kind of thing. And so that is another area that girls and boys need to be aware of, is that whole part of it. And then there is prejudicial bullying. And that's where we offer a lot of prejudices and judgments that we have on people of different races, religion, sexual orientation, that kind of thing. We can really get unkind with the words that we speak. And so I wanted to go over those at the beginning of our show, Ruby, because when we're going to talk about bullying, it's just a huge issue, and it's not just kicking somebody on the playground. This goes much broader and deeper than that. And what a better way to prepare for this year to bring up and talk about the hard topics. You know, I'm one that doesn't shy away from those, Ruby, and obviously neither are you, because you and your sweet friend put together a whole campaign here and about bullying. And why don't you tell us a little bit about your campaign and what led you and your friend to such a desire to help stomp out bullying? Excuse me.
So it actually just started as a supercomputing project. And
okay.
Supercomputing is where you use a computer program to create a model something. So it just started out as that, and we wanted to do one of the bigger problems. And so we thought about bullying. And then once we started getting into all the statistics and we did all the research and we found out that it was actually a worse problem than we thought it was. So we made a video. We actually talked to our church about it. We talked to the school board. And we actually even ended up creating a word. It's FALLY. It's a mixture of friend and ally. And it's a bystander who chooses to get involved, a friend and ally to all people.
Beautiful. A FALLY. I love that. So it's a friend and an ally put together. And that FALLY chooses to get involved and not just sit back and watch things happen all around them.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And so how long did it take you girls to put together your supercomputer program?
6 months, maybe a little more.
Wow, that's a lot of dedication. You can tell that passion was driving you. What do you think the biggest thing was that you learned by doing this project?
So when we started out the project, we were just doing bullying. But then as we got into it, we actually found out that one of the main, like, things for bullying, one of the main, one of the main factors in bullying is self-esteem. And
mm-hmm.
So that's kind of what, when we made our computer model, that was kind of what we based it on, self-esteem, because bullies, well, I think at least, and from the research that I did, I found, well, me and my friend, we thought that bullies usually target people with lower self-esteem because they would get more out of it, and bullies usually have low self-esteem. But the people with higher self-esteem, like a FALLY, they can even affect bullies in a positive way.
Right, by just being fully them. And that self-esteem issue
yeah.
is huge, especially for young people. You know, it affects those of us older adults as well. But, you know, it starts really, really young. And we have a real neat opportunity every day, don't we, Ruby, where we can help build into the life of other people instead of take away from them.
Yes.
Yeah, and that's what I really hear when you shared your great word that you girls coined of a FALLY. That is what a FALLY does. And so, you know, I'd like to go through your presentation a little bit, Ruby, and hear more about some of the things that you learned and the issue of bullying that can really penetrate our culture. And your top slide on your presentation said that 160,000 children miss school every day due to a fear of bullying. Holy cow, that's a really big number. And, go ahead.
Sorry, I was just going to say that when I saw that, I was totally surprised. And actually, that was one of the main statistics that kind of drove us to make the video. And so I thought that was very important.
You know, it is really important because I think we can shy away and think that this really isn't happening. And, you know, here in Los Alamos, we can think that it's not happening in our community, a small little scientific town, but it happens here as well. You know, I've seen it, I've heard about it, and I'm sure you have too.
Yes, I think, well, I did actually know someone who had to leave school to be homeschooled, and it's really sad when you, when that happens and you know that there's not really that much that you can do about it.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. It kind of breaks your heart because you want everybody to have a safe place wherever they choose to go to school. You want it to be a safe place for them. And oftentimes that bully aspect comes in and totally sabotages that safe place. And one person, you know, one bully can really, you know, put a yucky ripple effect into somebody's day. But when you have several people that stand together as allies, that can totally turn the tide, can't it?
Yes, it can. That was kind of our idea, that it would be the opposite of a bully. Our project was even called the YLUB effect, and that's because it's bully spelled backwards. That's YLUB.
Oh,
and so we kind of wanted to have
good.
We kind of wanted to have like the same effect that bullies do, except for backwards.
Excellent. I'm writing that down so I don't forget YLUB. Very good. And so as you were sharing your project with your friend and with the community and your teachers, what kind of a reaction did you get?
We got a very positive reaction, and this happened in sixth grade. And just this year, like 1.5 years later, I was at cross country, and my cross country coach was, she was still talking about it. And she was like, oh, hey, I just saw your video. That was really great. And I was like, thank you, because I guess it's still kind of having an effect on some people. And when you go on YouTube, I think I can, since I posted it, I can see a map of where people have seen it. And it was really cool to see that not only people in New Mexico have seen it, but people in other states have too.
Oh, fantastic.
People
and so you're really making a difference. Yeah. That is so cool to hear, and because this is a message. You know, there's different people out there that talk about bullying and the effects of it and to beware, but how cool is it that we have somebody right here in Los Alamos with a passion for this and that you and your friend were able to put this together? And the beautiful thing about our internet is it can stay there and be shared. And so, Ruby, is there a web address if any of our listeners that are on right now would like to go visit your YouTube? Do you have an address for them to go take a peek at it while we're sharing today?
Well, I'm sorry, I don't, but if you go to YouTube and you just search Make a Difference, Be a Frally, it should be one of the first videos that shows up.
Beautiful. And that is exactly, I've got it up on my computer in the studio here, and it does, yeah, if you put Make a Difference, Be a Frally on YouTube, it is right there for you to look at. And so I want to encourage our listeners, go take a look and see what this beautiful young lady has put together. It's a very powerful video, and we're going to be addressing those slides that her and her friend put together. And your friend's name, again, that you did it with is Jordan, is that right?
Yes, her name is Jordan Bailey. She's actually
been one of
my best friends since kindergarten, so...
Beautiful. So you guys are frallies for each other.
Yes.
Yeah. Neat. Well, shout out to her. Thank you for working with Ruby on this project so we could bring this live on Walk Your Talk with Leanne. And Ruby, you know, another one of your slides said talked about the different things that bullies can fuel and what fuels them. And you had shared that low self-esteem can just be such a huge issue and that bullies tend to prey on that. And I believe your slide said bullying can feel upsetting, offensive, hurtful, and even revengeful. It can affect your self-esteem for life. And what thoughts do you have on that quote for me?
Well, I feel that a lot of things that bullies say to people with low self-esteem, they'll tend to believe, even if it's not true. Like, if maybe they said, oh, you're stupid, then they wouldn't believe in themselves as much, and that's exactly what the bully wants to think, so that then maybe they'll feel smarter about themselves. But when they say that, it totally ruins everything that that person thinks about themselves, and they could, that could just stay with them forever, even if it's not true, only because that's what that person said.
Right. The power in somebody's words is very huge. And, you know, when I had posted, Ruby, that I was going to do this topic or share this topic with you live today on my radio show, other people shared that picture that I put up, and I thought that was interesting. And one of my fellow coaching colleagues had shared that he was bullied as a kid and how much it affected him as he was growing up and into his adulthood. And so, you know, I think this topic resonates with many, many people. And, you know, it does have long-lasting effects that, you know, we can help put a stop to, because that's just something that doesn't have to happen. And so, again, yeah, just kudos to you for stepping out and talking about this topic. It's really great. And another one of your slides says that 90%, I thought this was a huge one as well, 90% of fourth to eighth graders are victims of bullying. That's your age group. You're just stepping out of that age group here in a little bit. And, you know, 90%, that means only 10% of the kiddos in that age group are not affected by it. Wow.
Yes.
That breaks my heart. Yeah, so what can you tell me about that?
Well, I think that's a huge number. And so what this was is this was kind of a worldwide thing, well, like statewide, the U.S., but I actually have statistics that are just for Los Alamos and all of New Mexico. And so for New Mexico, it says that not from 4th to 8th grade, but from 6th to 8th grade. In New Mexico, 31% of 6th to 8th graders are victims of bullying, but just in Los Alamos, 39%. So it's actually worse in Los Alamos than all of New Mexico, which I find
wow.
really sad.
That is very sad. And what do you think is going on that keeps it high here in Los Alamos, Ruby?
Well, I actually think that there's been some kind of academic bullying, because we kind of have a lot of high academic standards here in Los Alamos.
Mm-hmm.
And so
I agree. What does that look like, so, academic bullying?
Well, when I imagine academic bullying, I kind of think, like, people, when they get higher grades on a test, they say, oh, this is so much, I'm so much better. Or even I get really sad when I get a B, and other people are like, B's aren't that bad, but I get really sad when I get a B. And so other people can prey on that.
Absolutely. Wow. Thank you for that clarification. That's really powerful. And so, you know, let's take a little pause here for a minute and, you know, talk a little bit more about this academic bullying. And I've got a question for you. You're a pretty sharp gal. And, you know, if that's going on in our community, it's happening in other communities as well, right? We know that it's going on everywhere. And, you know, from your perspective as a 13-year-old, really sharp gal who's pretty intuitive, what could schools do a better job at to help release some of that pressure and improve the character of the school?
I think that schools could, definitely, like, all they would have to do really is start discouraging bullying more, because there's actually, another statistic that says that only 4% of adults interfere with bullying, and I think that that definitely includes teachers. And I feel like a lot of teachers also, well, not a lot, but some teachers can also be bullies. And so if maybe the principal of schools or something would pay more attention to that. I don't know, because I feel like they say a lot about trying to stop bullying, but they don't actually have that much action in trying to stop bullying.
I love that, Ruby. You know, as a Walk Your Talk coach, that resonates very deeply with me. And, you know, when I hear you say that the teachers and the administrators talk a lot about stomping it out, but perhaps they are participating in some of the bullying as well. And if they're not actively participating in it by maybe speaking some unkind words, they're closing their eyes to what's going on around them because they get overwhelmed perhaps and don't want to deal with the issue right in front of them.
Only one of my teachers last year, I felt like they were doing that. Sometimes when they weren't prepared, they might blame it on a student, making that student feel really bad about themselves.
Mm.
And it's not like we can really stand up to teachers. And also, last year I actually felt that the principal did a very good job with bullying, but they can't really see everything that's going on. And other people don't want to be tattletales, or they don't want to be embarrassed that stuff was happening to them.
Right. Well, and that probably goes right into your next statistic that you shared, Ruby, where it said 11% of peers interfere with bullying, but only 4% of adults do, like you shared. And so we're so afraid, right, of being as you shared, tattletale, that we're afraid to say something. And so that's a huge issue as well, isn't it?
It definitely is. I think that more peers interfere with it because a lot of adults, they probably don't think that it's as bad as it is. And they're like, oh, they can deal with it. It's not that big of a problem, even though it is affecting the students. And the other students probably know how bad it is because they might be experiencing it too. And that's why they step in.
Right. Wow. And so when you've been at school and witnessed some of the bullying that's going on, what kind of bullying have you seen? Go ahead.
I don't actually think that there's that much physical violence, but there's a lot more verbal. And one of my friends, actually, she got this horrible note in her locker, but she didn't tell anybody about it. The only reason that I knew about it was because one of my friends had a locker right next to her, and she saw the note, and it was just this horrible, awful note, but the person who got it didn't say anything, and she just ripped it up and threw it away because it just hurt her so bad that she couldn't even talk about it.
Right, and how does that affect, you know, you as a student, if that happens to you, how does that affect your day?
It totally ruins my day. It would probably even ruin my week knowing that someone felt that way about me. I don't know. I wouldn't be able. It would just really hurt me.
Yeah, it'd be pretty hard to concentrate on your schoolwork, wouldn't it? It'd be pretty hard to concentrate on friendships or anything going about your day, whether it be sports or any part of your day, right? It could totally come in there and really throw a boomerang into it and derail you.
And also one of the harder things about knowing about the person who got this note is she didn't know who gave it to her, and so it's also really hard for other people to be a ally when you don't know really who to stand up to. And the best thing that I could do is just try to be a better friend to this person, but that was about it. So there wasn't that much that I felt like I could do to help them.
Right. Wow. But that's so beautiful. You pointed out a really great hot tip for our parents and our listeners to talk to young people about, is that really extending that hand of friendship, no matter what the circumstance is. Because oftentimes we're not going to know who the bully is. We're not going to know really what's going on in the heart of that person if they're not feeling free to share it. But the one thing that we can do as allies is to extend that heart and hand of friendship to them on a regular basis. Thank you for that great reminder, Ruby, because that, you know, we can kind of feel helpless sometimes, and and we don't really know what to do, but the one action point that we can take is that friendship piece. Very, very beautiful.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Another one of your statistics says that bullying occurs on the school playground every 7 minutes and every 25 minutes in the classroom. Holy cow. There's an awful lot of this going on that we see and that we don't see on a regular basis. And so go ahead.
Sorry, I keep interrupting you. So,
you're great.
I definitely agree, and that's why I think it's so hard sometimes for the teachers who do try to interfere to stop it all, since so much of it is happening.
Right, it's going on all around them. And so how important is it then that students get educated on really helping eliminate this incredible problem?
It is very important, because if everyone is trying to stop it, I think that eventually, I mean, I don't think we'll ever be able to eliminate it fully, but it'll definitely bullying a lot if everyone is against it, because then they're not really going to be getting anything out of it.
Absolutely, because, yeah, and I loved what you said, because if we're, you know, putting bully backwards into YLUB, right, and if we're really turning it around and we're all trying to extend that hand of friendship, then the tolerance for bullying is going to go away. And so the more that we're able to stand up for that, the better. So thanks for that. You're just offering so much insight. You know, it's really beautiful to hear from a student that's passionate about this. You're teaching me a lot today, Ruby, and I really am honored that you're sharing your time with me today here on Walk Your Talk with Leanne. So I'm going to take a little commercial break, give you a chance to catch your breath and get a drink of water, and I'm going to share with our listeners the upcoming shows that we have here on Life Coach Radio Network. On the 8th of August at 11 a.m., we have Nika Annan, and she's going to be discussing the rituals of change with Dr. Livingstone. On the 10th at 9 p.m., you can join Coach, Life and Business Coach Mark Shaw on Mark My Words, is his show. And on the 11th, at 8 p.m., you can join Rev Jen and Rebecca on her show called Spiritually Speaking. And those are some of the upcoming shows that we have here on Life Coach Radio Network. We also have two other networks that I am a part of, and that is the Life Coach Chat Channel and International Life Coach Radio. And you can find out more information on all three of our networks at lifecoachradionetworks.com. You can learn more about the coaches that participate in our radio programming. You can also learn more about their specialties and the passions that drive them. So I invite you to visit their websites as well. Again, my name is Leanne Parsons, and you are joining me live here on Walk Your Talk with Leanne on Life Coach Radio Network. And I am in a sweet conversation with a friend of mine, a real jewel of a gal. Her name represents that. And I am joined by Ruby Salvage of Los Alamos, New Mexico right now. And for those of you just joining us, she is a remarkable young teen who, golly, since preschool has been in plays. She's worked hard. She's volunteered. She's done fundraisers, little theater, banquets, built homes in Mexico, I believe probably three different times, if not more, and very active and involved in sports and her community. And so welcome back, Ruby.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for hanging on with me while I did our commercial announcement. And listeners, if you do desire to call in and ask a question, I invite you to call 646-716-9397 if you have a question for Ruby or myself. And so, Ruby, I really appreciate you sharing about the roles that administrators and teachers can play when it comes to eliminating bullying. And the prevalence of it is, you know, staggering. We're learning a lot about the statistics and how if any one of us close our eyes to this incredible challenge, that, you know, it could have effects on somebody for the rest of their life. And so you shared another statistic that I thought was really powerful, and that if a bully is stopped in less than 10, or a bullying can be stopped in less than 10 seconds when a bystander interferes. And that's a pretty powerful statistic as well, that we really can make a difference by stepping in and not closing our eyes when we see someone being mistreated.
Yes, I really like this statistic because it proves that we actually can make a difference just by stepping in.
Absolutely. And if 56% of the students have personally witnessed some type of bullying at school, that is a pretty large number, and it just confirms, doesn't it, that it's happening all around us. You know, I've seen bullying in the grocery store or in the shopping malls with adults, especially right around Christmas season. You know, we're over halfway there now, and I can see a lot of that, and it can be everything from a dirty look to a swat on the hand. You know, we can step in, and I know we can be a real afraid of stepping in. What do you think some of the challenges are that prevent people from stepping in and stopping a bully?
Well, sometimes definitely in school, there are like different groups of people, and you don't want to be embarrassed. Like if one of the cool people in school might be bullying someone else, some people might be afraid that then they might be the next target. And that actually scares a lot of people.
Right, that would really stop you from stopping that from happening. Now, here's a question I have that's just popping into my head. How much more powerful would it be, Ruby, if you were going to try and stop somebody from bullying another, if you brought a friend, a frally with you, to stand with you and be united to help stop that?
I think it makes a big difference, because then it's not just one person, the person that's maybe bullying another person up. Well, the bully will know that it's not just one person standing up to them. There's multiple people that care.
Multiple people that care. That's so beautiful. And, you know, when we think about all of the kiddos that miss school because they're afraid of being bullied, afraid of their lunch being taken, afraid of, you know, having their homework stolen or nasty notes in a locker or something like that, you know, that will put more kiddos back in school if the bullying slows down. Our whole academic system, the education system, will improve here in New Mexico and nationwide if the kids are actually able to get the learning that is being provided for them in the schools. What a game changer.
Yeah, it is pretty huge.
It is huge. And so, you know, we had chatted prior to going live today about some tips that we could give our listeners today about preparing for school, for back to school, having those conversations with our kids, with our parents, that are going to make this year a more positive and empowering year for all students. And I would love it if you could share with us, you know, some of the tips that you have. We have talked a lot about what bullying is, what it looks like, how it can show up, and what we can do about it as standing as frallies with each other. What are some other ways that we can prepare, Ruby, for this next school year? What are you doing?
So I think that it's actually very positive that, not very positive, but it's very helpful when you're starting the school year to always focus on the positive. If one thing bad happens, try to find the good in it, because you don't want to let that thing ruin your day. And it also helps me to, this is kind of along the same lines, to start every day with a smile, because hopefully you can share that with other people throughout the school day. And this is kind of a little different, but to be prepared, because things will happen at school, but if you're prepared, like if you see someone getting bullied, and I guess you're prepared for that to happen, you might have a better chance of standing up to them and stopping it from happening.
I love how you shared that. So when you say be prepared, how do you prepare yourself for that?
So you could prepare yourself for that by just knowing what will happen.
Yeah, being aware,
and,
right? Not closing your eyes
and,
to it. Yeah.
And being very confident in yourself. You could probably stop other stuff from happening if you're very, very confident.
Absolutely. That is so great. And, what a beautiful charge for all of us. Smile, bring it positive, and be prepared. I'm going to love those tips. I'm writing them down. What else you got for us, Ruby?
So believe in yourself. And if you see someone sitting like by themselves, maybe at a table or no one sitting next to them, just be open to having new friends. Make new friends because it won't hurt you if you just talk to another person.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I have the analogy in my own life, Ruby, that every person is my student and my teacher. And I don't want to miss an opportunity to have a conversation with somebody. And, you know, you just highlighted that really being open to have a new friend when you start off the school year is a beautiful place to begin. Oftentimes we get in our little cliques and our little routines and have our own special friends, and we forget that other people want friends as well. And so by opening up and sitting next to somebody at the lunch table, you could really change somebody's whole school year by being a friend to them.
Yeah, actually, I kind of, thank you.
You kind of what? Go ahead, you have a thought.
Okay, sorry. So I actually kind of have an example. In seventh grade, there was this one girl, and I was with my friends, and she was just kind of walking by herself because lunch is split up in middle school, and so I guess her friends weren't in that lunch. And so we went over to talk to her, and now she's actually one of my really good friends that I wouldn't have made if I hadn't just gone up and talked to her, and we started having lunch together, and it was really great. So I'm really happy that I did that.
Right, you have that courage to invite somebody else into your world. That's wonderful. So do you have some more tips for us about how to prepare for back to school?
Well, this is kind of a little different, but be open to trying new things, because I've actually heard from a few people that they regretted not trying new things in high school because they couldn't go back. And so definitely try new things, do things that you've never done before.
Oh, I love that, because we get this one go-around here on life. You know, in every moment we have an opportunity to live our life. And, you know, that's the name of my business, Ruby, is Legacy Now Lived. And you just nailed it when you said be open to try new things, because we are every moment living our legacy. And, you know, how do we want to live it? And you're really a young lady who embraces life full out and are really, you know, you're just really speaking to each one of us today with your message. So thank you for that hot tip. What new thing are you going to try this year?
Well, I'm actually going to try to be in some new clubs this year, and I'm going to be freshman class president. And I'm actually really nervous about that, but it's something new.
Hey, congratulations. That is awesome. So what makes you nervous about that?
Well, I think I might be leading some meetings, and might have to make like some speeches in front of a whole bunch of people. Like when I ran in front of the entire eighth grade, I had to make a speech. And so, I don't know.
Hey, beautiful. Well, you will do great. This is you're just a great testimony for young people today. And you are showing right here on live radio that you have what it takes to bring the best you to the table. So this will be your first year in high school.
Yes, I'm going to be a freshman.
Wow, that's a really big deal and really, really great. And I know your message and your sweetness will penetrate the walls of that high school, and you will make a difference just by being there, Ruby.
Thank you so much. That really means a lot.
Hey, you are very welcome, and I really believe that, and I will look forward to supporting you and hearing more about your adventures at Los Alamos High School. And, you know, I have a couple of tips, too, Ruby, that I wanted to share for some of the parents and kiddos out there. And if you have any more to share after I share a couple, please feel free to jump in. But, you know, something I was thinking about is, you know, parents, kiddos, talk about your schedules and your expectations. My theme for August is slowing down the August rush. And that's really, you know, letting go of the busyness for just a moment and really talking to each other, because that will help the transition for everybody and make it a lot less painful if everybody's on the same page. So talk about your schedules and your expectations. Number two, nurture independence. Talk about sleep schedules. You know, establish an accountability that would serve both the students and you in how homework is going to get done or social activities. Because everything that's unmentionable is unmanageable. And so if we take time to talk about all of these things, everybody has a clearer vision of where they want to go and where they are. Get some exercise, get some fresh air, go out and be in nature a little bit and just celebrate this beautiful world that we live in. Also, the best way to have a friend is to be one, and Ruby touched on that. Extending the heart and hand of friendship to somebody new this year. And talk to your kids about that, about what is a healthy relationship and how to be a good friend. Also, as a fun tip that some parents can do is dig up some old photographs that you have of yourself. School days are full of a lot of fun memories. Tell a story to your kids about what it was like for you when you were in high school or middle school or elementary school. Sometimes kiddos can forget that their parents were once students, too. So those are a couple of my tips that I wanted to share just about launching into this school year confident and ready to embrace the victories and challenges that our students and we can face. So, Ruby, what other thoughts do you have? We are almost at the top of our hour. What other thoughts do you have for our parents or students that are listening in today?
Well, that I said everything that was my list, but I believe that when a person's self-esteem goes up, the number of people that are bullied will go down, as well as the number of students that are targeted to be bullied. And so I just think that that's very important for people to kind of stay happy. And if someone, maybe if someone even, I didn't really talk about this, sorry, but if someone is bullying you, try to stay positive. And I've actually heard this, kill them with kindness. Don't be a bully back if someone's bullying you. And so just try to stay positive, and your friends will probably help you through it.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm really glad that you touched on that, Ruby. You know, if you are being bullied right now, what should somebody do?
So if I was being bullied right now, I would probably tell someone, even if it was really hard for me to admit it. I would tell my friends or my parents, and then I would probably get some good advice on what to do. But if they were verbally bullying me and they were telling me stuff like, since I do cross country, you're really slow, you're not good at this, I might say, well, I think you're doing really great right now, and it's true, I do need to improve a little bit. Thank you for that feedback. Or just something like that. Don't let them get any satisfactory out of it.
Yeah. Exactly. I love that, Ruby, and thank you for sharing that. Yeah, don't let them get satisfaction, and really returning a harsh comment with a gentle answer can oftentimes turn off that faucet of wrath. and spewing that people feel like they need to spit out at you. So thank you very much for sharing that. Great advice for us. And so I have another tip for us as we step into the school year. Parents, this is a really fun one. Set aside some time to write your child some fun notes to put in their lunchbox or their backpack and really laugh with them and celebrate the fun times. You know, school can be a hard place to be at times. And Ruby and I have talked about how bullying can show up in many different areas. And can you imagine the joy that your child will experience when they open up their lunchbox or backpack and kind, sweet note from one of their parents? So I encourage you to put that into your school routine this year and also take some time to pray with your kids, whatever your spiritual practice is. Pray for them and pray with them throughout the course of your day. And don't be afraid to ask the questions when they come home from school, asking the question perhaps, what went well for you today? Or what was your biggest challenge today? And then don't be afraid to lean in and listen. Listen calmly with genuine interest and openness and avoid the urge to judge, blame, or lecture your children. Oftentimes I hear it working the community that I do. I work with adoptees and their families. I work with adult adoptees who have shared with me many, many stories about how they wish that their voices would have been heard. And, you know, no matter what our family situation is, our voices are incredibly important, and we need to value the voice of a child. And so I just want to encourage you to keep talking and listening to your kiddos throughout the course of the school year. You'll learn a lot from them and learn a lot about yourself as you open up your heart and your mind and your soul to them. And I know, Ruby, I sure learned a lot from you today. I am very honored that you shared with me and with our listeners here on Life Coach Radio Network. We can learn so much from listening to your generation and what the experiences that you walk through on a daily basis, the challenges and the victories are super fun. And I wish you the very best in your school year, Ruby, and I do look forward to hearing more from you and seeing more activities that you're involved in. It seems oftentimes I see your name popping up all over social media, doing some very neat things in this community. So I look forward to learning more about what your 2015 year as a freshman is going to look like.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And so what other closing thoughts do you have before? Oh, you know what we didn't talk about, Ruby? You are also... Well, you're quite the philanthropist, but you are also an entrepreneur. And, you know, I want to give a shout-out to a local business here who is helping to highlight one of your products that you have brought into our market. You want to tell us a little bit about that before we go off the line?
Yes, I'd love to. So I actually have a business called Ruby's River Rocks. And what I'm doing is I'm not making these rocks, but I'm repackaging them. Because they used to be my favorite candy when I lived in Texas. Oh, and the chocolate, they used to be my favorite candy when I lived in Texas. And so I wanted to bring them to New Mexico because I haven't seen them here. And I, Rose's Chocolatier, she's actually a new business. And the owner is Miss Marguerite. And she has been so kind to let me repackage my chocolates there. And she's actually offering to help me learn how to make them so I could, instead of just repackaging them, I could be making my own chocolates and selling them, and that would be really cool too. So she has been a huge help.
Oh, that is so neat. And so if our listeners want to get in, get a taste of Ruby's River Rocks, how do they go about doing that?
You would just need to go to Rose's Chocolatier store. It's right next to the DMV.
Right here in Los Alamos. And I believe
yes.
She has a website as well that people can go on her website and under rosechocolatier.com and find out more about Ruby's River Rocks there. And Ruby, when you are selling these, what are you doing with the proceeds? Your profit.
So right now I'm still kind of paying off my debt, but once I almost have made a profit. Once I've been making a good solid profit, I think I'll decide then. I don't really know yet, but I bet I can find something great to do with it.
Oh, I believe that you will find something great to do with it. And, you know, anytime we start a business, it costs some money, doesn't it? You're learning a lot about that as well. And so congratulations on all of your endeavors, my dear. And I wish you a great day and a great school year. Boy, I'm just really honored by our time together today. And you have really encouraged me to be a Fraulein and to really watch out in the world around me, open up my eyes, and pay attention to how I can bless and encourage other people in my world. So thank you for that.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me on this show. I really enjoyed it, and I actually learned a lot, too.
Well, great. And I will look forward to hearing more. And listeners, thank you so much for joining me here on Walk Your Talk with Leanne on Life Coach Radio Network. I just really do cherish and honor each person that listens to my show and gives feedback. And if you know somebody, you see somebody in your local community, in the world around you, that is really embracing walking their talk and living their legacy, please reach out to me and let me know. I would love to get to know them and hear more of their story. Also, if you know someone whose life has been touched by the heart of adoption and they are kind of sick of living in the adoption closet and really wanting to embrace more healthy relationships as well as a fuller life, please encourage them to reach out to me. That is definitely a huge passion in my heart to serve that community, which is also my community. And so, again, this is Leanne Parsons, the Walk Your Talk Coach. You can find me on Twitter, LinkedIn. You can find me on the web at thewalkyourtalkcoach.com. You can also find me on Facebook, and I look forward to connecting with each of you. I will be back on air again on Life Coach Radio Networks in a couple of weeks. I come live to you every month, the first and the third Thursday of each month. So I will be back on air again on the 21st of August. And please stay tuned for my upcoming show notifications. We have a great lineup this fall for you. Again, I wish you all well, all the kiddos out there and the parents. Have a great start to your school year. Slow down the August rush, enjoy every moment, and live your life out loud. God bless.